Rishus Avi Mayri Shlita. The Gemara in the Vav and Aleph says, Gufa, the Gemara brings the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah and Maaseh Sheni, Hayim Medaber and Meisha, Aliske Gita Vekedushev and Osan Lagita, Vekedushev Aloy Pirish. The case is, they were talking, the Ish Veisha were talking Be Iske Kedushin. They were talking about the Kedushin Mamish. They're going to go get married, he's going to marry her. They're talking about the Maaseh Kedushin, not only the side things, they're talking about the Maaseh Kedushin. And he stood up and he gave her the Kedushin. Oh, but B'shas Maaseh, loy pirish. B'shas Maaseh suddenly became silent. He didn't say a word. He gave her the, when he gave over the ring or the kess of the pruta, he didn't say any diburim. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yossi Yomer Dayan. Rabbi Yossi says, that's satisfactory, that's enough. He's yotze, it's a good Maaseh Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Yomer Tzorech Lefarish. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says, this is not a good Maaseh Kedushin. Hayimidaber imo is not considered a good Maaseh Kedushin. The Gemara later on says that there's two shitas in Rabbi Yossi. What is the case of Hayimidaber imo, that Hayimidaber imo talking about the Kedushin beforehand helps? Either it means, when Tana holds the pshat is Hayimidaber imo, that he was talking about, the conversation they were having about the Kedushin was up until right before the actual Maaseh Nesina. They were Sukh Maaseh in Mamish. And the other sheet holds, no, it doesn't have to be that they were talking about it. It could be they were talking about it previously. And now they want to talk other conversations about the other things, about the apartment, about the other things, Sarche Azivug, and the Dunya. The Sukkim, Inyan, Melis, Inyan is also enough. Akaponim, we need a certain amount of Medabri, Maliski, Kedushin, and that helps. La Loch, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara at the end of the page says, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, they die. Like to try to do is try to understand, well, what is the Machloikis over here of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi? And through that, we'll try to understand the Iker Inyan from Amir of the Kedushin, which was the Iker topic that I learned this week. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tzorech Lefarish. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oyoyiskin, Besukin Boyse Inyan, Noimidabrimo is not good. What's Shan Rabbi Yehuda? So you might say, maybe the Machshova Rishayna might be, that he holds is not enough of an Umdana. Right? The Maisa Kedushin, at the time of the Maisa Kedushin, Dish gave over the Kedushin. He didn't say anything. L'chayra, for the last, if you want to cheat, the Imamish just now talking about Kedushin, L'chayra, that should be an Umdana, the Mochach, maybe he argues on the Umdana. Very hard to hear. Logically, it's very hard to hear that he holds it's not an Umdana, the Mochach. Is there really a doubt that we don't think maybe the Ish has a mind, Kedushin? In the previous Sugya, on the top of Avam and Aleph, it's Kemat Mochach, the Rebbe agrees to the Umdana. The Gemara over there talks about L'shoynes Mesupokim, a person uses an unclear language of Kedushin. And the Gemara asks, in such a case, how does the Isha know Bechalali wants to Mekadosh him? And the Gemara says, it's talking about Hayimadabrimo. It's talking about they talked about it before. It's Muchach, Rugveger. It's Muchach, the Gemara is going L'kuli Alma. The Pashtus is that a Medabrimo L'kuli Alma creates an Umdana de Muchach. That means, we can safely assume L'kuli Alma that Avada the Ish meant to do a Kedushin over here. That's not a question, it's a safe assumption. Maybe it's a definite assumption. That is not the Shiloh L'chur in the Sugi. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda argues. So what is Rabbi Yehuda argues? So the simple pshat is, the most partial pshat is, Rabbi Yehuda is a tremendous makar. Rabbi Yehuda holds this is a din amir by Kedushin. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda says it's very clear that the Ish meant to do Kedushin. The Ish knows that, the Edom know that. But we didn't hear words of Kedushin. He did not communicate to the Ish of Ashas the Maisa Kedushin. He didn't say with the words that he's going to do a Kedushin. This is a chesaron in amir Kedushin. This is mitzarif to the makaris that Adam saw in the sugya of Nasan Huva Amrahi. Come on, Rav, Beforshim, learn it over that. That whole sugya screams out that there's a din dira amira by kedusha. The Gemara is mavur if the isha speaks instead of the ish, there might be a problem in the kedusha. The lashon of Tezriya Zokin, the isha did what was mutul on the ish. Obviously, it seems to be it was incumbent upon him to speak. He was supposed to say words of kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda is a grace or a mocker to this. Maybe let's just be misakim what Doyle already saw in the beginning of the week. What are the Rishonim already say there's a din amir b'kedushin? It seems to be there's two drachim in the Rishonim. Summarize it briefly. Some shitas Rishonim, maybe right shitas Rishonim is that the din amir b'kedushin is there's actually two components. There's two forces, two koiches in a kedushin. A kedushin is made up of a mais and a sina of kesef, and also side by side the ish has to say words of kedushin. There's dibur and a sina. Those are two components of kedushin. Zaytor Ban holds this way. The Riyah is many Rishonim. The Ran is a tiny bit different. The Ran says also you need Dibur, but the function of the Dibur, the role of the Dibur is not to be, it's not a second component in Kedushin. Really, Kedushin is an Asina. The Iker Kedushin is the Maaseh Asina Kedushin. But the Nesina has to be mefurish. It has to be explicit. B'shas, the Nesina's Kedushin, it has to be clear. It can't be left up to our imagination for us to deduce from side rayas what the Kesef is. The Dibur is coming to Megaled Das, that the Nesina, it has to be expressed explicitly. It has to be nicker in the Kesef, and the Nesina, that's Hashem Kedushin. How do you make it nicker? Only a Dibur. How do you make it within? How could it be explicit? For Kedushin, only with Dibur. Al-Kaparnin, those are the two shitas in what the Dibur Amir of Kedushin is. Rabbi Yehuda Lachar, that's the Pashup Shad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Zedin Amir. That's quite clear. We're not going to go back on that. That's quite clear. That's Pashup Shad Rabbi Yehuda. That's why it's not good. Well, but let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda is saying that there's a din amira, and by Hayimadabimon he gives the Kedushin, Bashas Maisa is silent, there's no amira. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say Daya? So the Maisa, there are many Shitas, maybe the Tesis Yom Tov, who says that Rabbi Yehuda argues in this whole idea we just said. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the whole Yisrael of Amira Kedushin, he holds it enough and don't know the Mukhaf. He holds it enough if you give Kedushin, you do a Maisa Kedushin. As long as we can verify, even based on outside umdanas and outside nansadis, that he meant to do kedushin, that's fine. He argues on the whole kedushin. He argues on the whole thing. That's what it means, daya. Daya means there's no need for dibur. You just have to prove that he meant to do kedushin. That would be the way many people learn. Lemaisa, there are many problems with this. First of all the rishonim we just mentioned, many, the Rios, the Ramban, the Ran, they're all talking about a din dibur in the previous sugya of Nasan Uvarmi. They're all talking about a din dibur and they're talking about lalocha. And lalocha, we passing like Rabbi Yossi. Lalocha, they're saying there's a din dibur and we passing like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Feel what we just suggested, it comes out only Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a din amir in Kedusha, not Rabbi Yossi. But more than that, Minei Ubei, in the etzem, our sugya, Minei Ubei, it's muchach, l'chayrif, no ikir sugya of man, that is not the pshat. Why? But feel what we're just saying, it comes out, the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is a local machloikis in Hilchas Kedusha. Does Kedushin require Dibur, Amir, or not? Rabbi Yossi holds. It doesn't, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it does. It's a local machloikis in Kedushin. And the problem is this, like I mentioned when it started, this mission is only half a mission. It's the second sefer of the mission in Ma'aser Sheni. In the beginning of the mission of Ma'aser Sheni, the Gemara brings the same machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda by Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Hapoyed Ma'aser Sheni v'loy Karashen. Seems generally when you made Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, you used to speak. He used to say, I'm putting this money instead of the Ma'peiris and Ma'isha Sheni. But here he didn't speak. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Daya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Daya, Rabbi Yehuda Yomer Tzorech Lefarsh, the same exact machlekes. Says the Rash and the Rosh. Over there we're also talking about Hayimedaber. We're talking about the person before, the poyde, before he did the Pidyon Ma'isha Sheni. He was talking about how he's going to go make a Pidyon. But again, he froze. When he made the Pidyon Ma'isha Sheni, he froze. B'shas Ma'isha didn't say words. Zok Rabbi Yossi, it's enough. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough. I think in Hilchus Pshat and Derech Halimud, it's a pretty safe assumption that if a Mishnah sandwiches together two machloiksim right after together, that they're connected. It's not coincidental. The Mishnah doesn't happen just to bring these two machloiksim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, about Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni and Kedushin, the two unrelated machloiksim. I think it's safe to assume that it's the same exact machloiksim. They went l'shitasim. Now, if we assume, like we said before, the machloiksim and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is whether or not you need dibur by Kedushin, so what does that do with Ma'aser Sheni? And they're arguing whether you don't need Ma'aser Sheni. Maybe by Kedushin you don't need Dibur, and by Ma'aser Sheni you do need Dibur. So why does Rabbi Yossi argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Or maybe the other way around. By only Ma'aser Sheni you need Dibur, and by Kedushin you don't need. Why are the two machloksin connected? L'chayra, before we say what it is, it's Mukhech, the structure over there. The structure from the mission is, it seems to be, they're not arguing the specific requirements of either Ma'aser Sheni and Kedushin. Everyone agrees both Kedushin and Ma'aser Sheni have the same prerequisites, the same requirements. They're arguing whether or not Hayimadabimro is a fulfillment of that requirement. The only way we can make the machloikas together, it has to be, again, it has to be that the original requirement is the same. Can you hear it like this? Can you hear both by Kedushin and Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, by both of them, we have an outside source that you need Amira. You have to find what the source is. But there's a source by both of them that is a requirement of an Amira. You need Amira. That is not the Machlekes of Yesin of Yudah. Because again, why would the Machlekes be Tali Habo? They're not arguing on that. What they're arguing on, and here we're coming to get Pshat and the Sugi here, we're coming closer. The argument is a fulfillment of the din of Amira. That's the Machlekes. Both cases, you need Dibur. You need Amira. You need a certain Amira. Question is, what happens if a person's talking about doing a Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni or talking about doing a Gittin Kedushin? And B'shas Ma'aser Shoisik, Rabbi Yossi says that's a fulfillment of The din amira both by Ma'aser Sheni, pinyan Ma'aser Sheni, and by Kedushin. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a fulfillment. Then I understand that the machlokes are connected. So here we got closer. It seems to be that Shitas Rabbi Yosi is, we just built it, that he agrees that there is a din amira by Kedushin, like the Rishonim say. Yet he holds that Hayamadaber Imo, when he says Dayo, he doesn't mean to say you don't need to speak. He holds that as if you spoke. He holds that when you medaber imo, it's as if we heard him b'shas when he gave over the ring, as if he said, "Arei amekudesh asli." And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not. We got much closer what the machlokes is. But now we have to explain. The way we're building now must be the Rabbi Yosi is saying, as if he spoke. The etzen musag we're saying is mafurish and rishonim. I think the Eilim probably saw the Marmar Kaimus. The Ritva in the second parak. Rashba, and there's a rush in the previous sugars. The Ritva's lashon is the fear of Yosi and Medabri Mo helps. It's Ki'ilu Piresh. It's as if he expressed his das b'shas the kedushin. The lashon the Rashba previously he says be'ez sanesina. It's as if mikoyach the Medabri Mo. He was somech al dibur. It's as if he was mafarish. Somehow, maybe we'll explain more soon. Somehow, since he was talking until now, and now he went and he did an action, we see somehow as if he's speaking. We use the freer with the words, the previous words, as if he's speaking. And Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. We're going to have to explain better what the machlokes is. This seems to be the pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Oh. If we got until now, and this is really the center part of the shiur I'd like to focus on, inshallah, is what is the pshat in that? It's quite clear. I think the surah of the Shema says it's quite clear. Everyone holds there's a din amira. Rabbi Yehuda holds Hayyamidabimah is not a fulfillment of the din amira. Rabbi Yosi holds it is a fulfillment of the amira. The question is, what does that mean? It's considered like he spoke. Hayyamidaber imah, because he was speaking about Kedushin until now, it's as if he spoke. I could ask so many questions. First of all, they were speaking, it was Toichidei Dibur that they were speaking about doing Kedushin to the Maisa Kedushin. There's one Shita, like we just mentioned, holds it doesn't have to, the Hayyasukin Baisin could have been in their previous conversation 2 hours ago, as long as they continue to another conversation. Even the Shita who says it has to be Hayyasukin Baisin ad Akshav, it doesn't say a Shir of Toichidei Dibur, it seems like even if they stopped a minute ago, it's fine. So it wasn't Toichidei Dibur. More than that. What was the nature of how they were speaking? They weren't speaking about actually saying, I'm being Mekadeshu. They were speaking about they're going to be Obi Mekadeshar. That's all he was saying. I'm going to go be Mekadeshu. He never actually said the words, I'm actually be Mekadeshu. In the other, in the regular sugyas, in regular eras of the Torah, we need dibur. Would Hayyamidaber Ima work? This is the question I'd like to ask him to think about. What about Hilchas Nedarim? Would everyone ever dream up that in the world of Nedarim, if a person was being medaber ima, he was medaber, now ima, he's talking about how he's about to make a neder. There's a geshmaka kikar, a geshmaka Danish in the room, and he says, I'm going to answer that Danish. I'm going to answer that Danish. He's talking about it for 25 minutes, an hour, how he's going to make an answer that Danish. And then he just gets up and he holds it up. He doesn't say a word. And anyone ever dream in the world that's considered as if he spoke, if he said the words, that he's making the neder, a kikar ze osar alai? Avad in Adorim, avad in any areas of dibur, Hoya medaber about it. Someone was talking about it before, talking about it, what he's going to do. It's not going to help to be considered that he had dibur. So how? I understand Rabbi Yehuda. I don't understand Rabbi Yosi. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda is saying he was speaking about what he's going to do. But Lamaisa, when it came to do kedushin, he didn't say words. Where's the words? Where's the amira? Rabbi Yosi says dayoy. We prove that it must be Rabbi Yosi saying is if he spoke. What does it mean? As if he spoke. What do those words mean? Ki'ilu pirish. What do those words mean? It's as if he spoke. We know very clear what he's saying. It's very clear to us. We know what he means to do. Now what he's saying, we know what he means to do. But he didn't convey it in words. B'shas ma'isa. Charetz mishan dibur. So charetz, to open up the sugya, this is what we want to get to. I think this sugya is a birur. You can get down, put your finger on this issue that you've been handling the whole week. This din of amira by kedushin. We could come to the uniqueness. What exactly is the nature of the din of amira by kedushin? In the Torah we find most asiyas, most transactions, asiyas, they need certain madrigas of das. We find certain asiyas, certain things, they don't need any sort of dibur, any sort of communication, kaveng of das. A simple example, someone wants to be koina chayfetz from hefker. He's not making a mekach memker, there's no moicher and lekech, he has been koina chayfetz, everyone knows in hefker. Reuven jumps on a chayfetz of hefker and he's koina. Afterwards, Shimon wants to get it. Edom saw Reuven make the kinyan. Does Reuven, when he was kind of something, have to speak out what he's doing? No, there's no need for him to speak, communicate. There's no, absolutely no din dira, no din amira. The Edom just have to know. There has to be an umdana that his das was to make a king. And that's quite clear. He's going and jumping after the Chafetz of Hefker. It's quite clear from what he's doing that it's an umdat demuchach that he's doing. They don't need to hear from him. There's no din dibur. Those are places in Shas where you don't need any idea of dibur, amira, any sort of communication. That's one extreme. Mitzad sheni, the other extreme is there are certain places in the Torah, in Parshat Torah, we need specifically dibur. Dibur words. Nedarim and Shavuos, like we cited as the clearest case. By Nedarim and Shavuos, you need dibur. You need to hear the words. There's a mabeya, there's a nusach, you make an ed, the levates fasayim. You can't use other forms of communication. You have to use dibur. He has to speak, he has the words. You need to hear words from him. Even if I know clear as day what he means, even if he conveyed it in another way, it's not going to help. You need dibur. It seems to be that in Kedushin is somewhere in the middle. Kedushin, it needs an amira, but it doesn't need specifically a lashon, a marbeya, a nusach. And I'll start all with a mashal. If let's say someone takes a tzetel, a plaque, that was written on it, harei at mekudeshes li. It's written on mekudeshes li. He didn't write it now, but was prepared 10 years ago. I'm coming to Mafkia, don't say ksiva kedibur. If he wrote it now, some place can talk about maybe ksiva kedibur. He didn't write it now. It's a prepared plaque that says harei at mekudeshes li. He gives over the ring to the isha and he hangs up this thing and he says harei at mekudeshes li. Do you think that's not going to be a good kedushin? Avada, kuliyama, that's a good kedushin. Avada, that's a good kedushin. Of course, it's a good kedushin. There's no din bitu isfasayim in the dharma that doesn't work. In the dharma shvus that doesn't work. You didn't speak, you didn't communicate, you didn't say words, I'm sorry, you didn't say words of in the dharma and the shvus. In kedushin, even all the mahalchim we spoke out, that there's a component of words or communication, is all they're saying is that there's a din, if we want to be magdar, it's a din, that he has to be mefarish data. He has to express his das. He can't leave his das in his mind and leave it up to us to figure out what is das. He can't rely on umdun demuchach. He can't rely on umdun demuchach. He has to communicate to us, or to the isha and the edim, that he's about to be mekadesh the isha. But does he have to communicate it with words? Vada not. He could use sign language, he could use a plaque, a shtetl. He has to show us, that's the nekuda. He has to show us. As opposed to my first example in a kinyan of Hefker, he doesn't have to show anybody what he's thinking. He just does a maisa kinyan. We could figure out what he's thinking. In Kedushin, the Ikar Din Amir is, he has to demonstrate, he has to convey, he has to communicate. But is there a din daf to communicate in words? No. This is the yisoid bichlal of the Din Amir b'Kedushin. With that akdomo, we can now enter and understand the sugi medabarima. In other words, what we're saying is that there is a din amir in kedushin, but it's not necessarily through words. The ikar nekuda is that he expresses to us expression of das, expression of what's going on in your mind. The best vehicle is words. That's why we call it din amir. It's the best way. But there's other venues. You could do it other ways. If you spoke words, that's fine. It's just coming to be mafkia that it can't be an umdana that we ourselves glean from other sources. We have to hear it from him. If we both mahalchim and the din dibur. If that's the pshat, now we can understand, we're ready to understand what Rabbi Yossi said and what the Rishonim mean. Rabbi Yossi said like this, he was talking about doing Kedushin. He was talking about it maybe a few minutes ago, not mamish right now, but he was talking about the whole time with the Isha, with the two Bali Dvarim, they're talking about doing Kedushin. And all of a sudden, in the middle, he gets up and he gives a mice in the Sina. Rabbi Yossi says, it's as if he's bringing the words that he said before and he's bringing them over here. The Lashon of the Ramban in Perek HaZoyrik, when he talks about Eimed Arbimo, he says, Hoychiach tchilosoi al soifoi ukemashlim diburoi. The original thing that he said is Moychiach, and it's as if he's fearing God. I know like this. It's a continuation. He's building it up. He's talking about what he's about to do. And then he goes and he acts out on what he did. And then he goes and he acts out on what he said. It's as if he's expressing the previous words. So now, I ask for precision here. If we're talking about, did he speak the words? No, he didn't speak the words, first of all, past Toich Dei Dibur. It didn't hear words from him, it's Toich Dei Dibur, it's way past the time. Secondly, the words are different context. He didn't ever said the words, the magic words, Arei Mekadesh Asli. But if you want to know, was there communication? Of course there's a communication, that's what they mean. It's another way of me communicating those previous words. It's like I'm putting up a sign. I'm bringing those previous words that I spoke out, and I'm now saying this is part of my Maisa Kedushin. Even though the tense changes, but again, this is the Musik of Pirush. This is the idea of being Mefarish, and that's the Lashon you always find. Tzorch Lefarish, not Tzorch Ledaber. It doesn't say Tzorch Ledaber. It doesn't say Tzorch Loimar. The Nekuda is express. Rabbi Yossi holds this is as if you expressed when you talk and you talk and you talk and you go and you act out as words, the lashon of the Rashba. The adibura the day kayoev v'samich. He's samich on what he said, and he understands that you understand him and you perceive his what he's doing based on his previous words. The lashon of Tosfos Rashi al pi dibura. He's acting on his words. That's an expression of das that's in the etzem kedushin. This is the pshat l'chayru in shitas Rabbi Yossi. This is what Rabbi Yossi says. Oh, medaber imo istaka satisfactory is a good ma'isa kedushin. And it's considered a kiyum of the dibur. And the pinyin ma'aser sheni, the same thing. Pinyin ma'aser sheni kanira, if it needs dibur, it doesn't need dibur like nedarim. It needs the words of communication. It needs to communicate that it needs words of expression. And he medabri mo, and he does the ma'aser pinyin afterwards, it's clearly that the pinyin is communicating, conveying those thoughts that he had before. Oh. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? I'll go back. We just build up the Rabbi Yossi holds that it's considered kilu pirish. It's considered kilu pirish. It's considered that's a good communication, that's a good expression of the as. What is Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need nidar, you need bitus fasayim, you need mamish to hear finite, concrete words. Or not. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to what we said. He agrees. I think he agrees that if you would hang up a plaque, it would work. More than that, there's common questions that prove that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you don't mamish need words. One of the Raya's, it was brought down the Mar Makoimus, the Sugya Vayter and Avnunam Ed Beis, the famous Sugya, the Gemara of Sugya of Savloinus. The Gemara talks about a case where it was the minhag as is today, the Chosin sends presents to the Kala. There was two minhagim. Sometimes they sent it before the Kedushin, sometimes they sent it after the Kedushin. The Gemara is talking about a case where you're in a town where they usually sent it, the presents after the Kedushin. And this case, particular case, the chosin sent, whatever he sent, the presents, whatever the presents were, he sent them before the Kedushin. Zokar Rashi, choshish in the Kedushin. He sent it with the Eidim, Rashi says, he sent it with two people, witnesses. And with choshish, that this actually is a Kedushin, because usually in this town, this is something you sent to someone who was ready, your wife. You sent it after Kedushin. So Rashi says, choshin, that this is Kedushin. The Rishonim already start asking, Skorov and Sefer talks about this. The shaila is, where's the dibur? Okay, he sent her a present. He didn't say anywhere. Here, there wasn't even l'chayr asukin by singing. There wasn't even a medabrimo. Where is the dibur? So it seemed to be. Skorov says, Teretz says, since it's an umdun ad muchach, which means, in this place, when you see presents, present says wife. That's what it says. A present, so kala from chasen to kala doesn't come before they're ready. Before they're ready, a kedushin. It's talking to somebody. Kedushin. It's talking about ishus. So the presence is an umdun amuchach. Over again, is there dibur, is the bitris fasayim? So what's the pshan Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda argue on? Hoye medaber ima. What does he hold? It's not kilu pirish. Why doesn't he agree to Rabbi Yossi? Hare l'chayra, he doesn't hold you need dibur mamish. L'chayra, we could have to say medas Rabbi Yehuda is like this. He agrees to all like domas that we said, that there's a din amir in kedushin, and the din amir kedushin is not a din bitis vasayim. I don't have to hear concrete, finite words. It's enough that he has words of pirush. He communicates to me his das. I have to hear b'shas ma'isa that he communicates his das. What Rabbi Yehuda holds is like this. The communication has to stem from and has to be inherent in the ma'isa kedushin. If you want to communicate, you have to communicate some way when you're doing the action of kedushin. You have to communicate there to me the shas kedushin. In the case of Oyem Medaber Imo, he's talking and talking all the prelude, the production, the introduction to the Ma'aseh Kedushin, he's talking and talking. When it comes to the Ma'aseh Kedushin, he didn't have any forms of expression. He gave a very, very simple ring and a very simple pruta. If anyone looks at that Ma'aseh Kedushin Mitzan Atzma, does he see any communication? So he's been relying on what he did, the introduction, the sviva ma'isa, the surrounding to the ma'isa. He's relying on things, umdunas, that are built to outside the ma'isa. Zokra b'Yehuda, no. It has to be within the ma'isa kedushin. And this is where we'll understand what's the difference between sivloinus and this. And we'll bring out what I'm saying. We'll bring out clearly what the word of Rabbi Yehuda is. The difference between sivloinus and our ma'isa, we can bring out with another marshal. A very famous question. Is a halacha mentioned many places in Shas? Ein adam to machlokes tanoim amarim. Ein adam oisa bilas nus v'gomer V'kani l'shem v'makni l'shem kedushin. In various places in Shas we have that if Eidim see an Isha who is right now Pnuya, the Mesiachet, if we see the Mesiachet, we could understand that there was Eidim, we could understand there was a Bia. The Gemara says we could assume, if you want Tana, we could assume that it was a Bia's Kedushin. And over there, this is directly related to the Sugi of the week. Everyone also asked the same question. Very nice, there was a Bia for Kedushin, but where's the Dibur? Where's Namira? Eidim saw Yichud. Eidim didn't see any Dibur. So there's two approaches. Some people, some Achorim want to suggest, maybe they'll be all included in the Umdah, B'chiddush. If you see the Miyachid, Mistama, he did a Bia, and he doesn't want to do a Bia's Nus. So Mistama, he did a Bia, and Mistama, he spoke out words of Kedushin, as if we saw those words that he spoke out. Maybe. Rukveger, in Shuvis, in Yonah, Simenunvav, there's the Sivis in Tafresh, Tafresh Lamed, maybe. They both say a new word. They say a different word. They say, since Ein Adam Oysa Bias Nus, so when a person sees a Bia, what does he see? When a Chacham sees a Bia, what does he see? He sees a Maisa, it's not Maisa Bia. He sees a Maisa Kedushin. The Maisa Bia inherently screams that I'm making Kedushin. Ein Adam Oysa Asma Bias Nus, it says that there's an umduna that's nevea from the actual nature of the action. An action of bia to a pnuya must screams out itself that is doing a kedushin. So memela, this is the kiyum of the din dibur. Nochem, had the din dibur been actually you have to hear finite words, doesn't help. You didn't hear words. But if you understand the yesoid of din amira be kedushin is communication, I understand beautifully what Gregor is saying. Again, if you could communicate with a plaque, you can give an Isha, a Pruta, and then hang up a plaque that says, Arayim Kadesh Asli. Zokar Vivegar, you could also do a Maisa Bia, which is two things. It's a Maisa Kedushin, a Maisa Kenyan, and also screams out, I want to be Makadashu, because of Ein on the Bia's Bia's Nus. That's itself a form of communication. Kenira, that's the Pshat by Sivloinus also. By Sivloinus. Sivloinus, actually the Oymek Dvarim of what the Biskurov means. When by Sivloinus, when you send presents to this Kala, when you send presents to this Kala in this town, you only sent it to a lady you already married to. So Zok the Biskurov over here, the nature of Sivloinus, when you see presents, when you see the flowers or the jewelry, whatever's coming, when you see it coming to the Isha, it itself speaks out. Actions speak. It itself speaks out words. Are they real words? No. But that is enough for a dibur of kedushin. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the answer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Amoida to all of that. Amoida. When the ma'isa kedushin has within it a communication, a bias, ain't of the ma'isa atzmai bias bias nus. By sivloinus, it has a umdino within it. But in our case, in our Mishnah, both by ma'isa sheni and us, when he actually made the ma'isa kedushin, he did a prosta, regular, simple poshut ma'isa kedushin." He gave over a ring, he gave over a pruta. No words. Anyone who saw it, when just looked at that thing, at that action, he could have seen a Maisa Matona. He doesn't see a Maisa Kedushin. What is he relying on? He's relying on the build-up, the words, the introduction to the Maisa, the interlude to the Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the words have to be communicated from the Maisa Kedushin itself. You can't rely on things from outside of the Maisa Kedushin. By Bia, the Bia is Nachda Undana, Eino Bia is Nus, and Sivloinus is coming from the Maisa. This is the word of Rabbi Yehuda. So we see, Kum, this is the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, everyone holds that the requirement of Amir and Kedushin is an expression, a Pirish, means Pirish, that's the word, it's Pirish. Rabbi Yossi holds that you can make a build up, you could use outside contexts, outside factors to build it up and through that create. That's kilo pirush, as if I was mefarish b'shas ma'isa. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Tzorach lefarish means you have to, within the ma'isa kedushin, the pirush, the communication, the conveying of his das, has to be lying within the ma'isa kedushin. But l'kuli alma, nochem, o mitzamtzin machlekes, l'kuli alma, there is no din, bitis vasayim, mitzad echon, mitzad sheni, everyone holds, you need some sort of amir, no one holds you need under the mukhach, not like many chreinim learned. Everyone agrees. The question is are you medaber imo a fulfillment of that ma'isa dibur based on what we said? Could you rely on something from before, or do you have to be has to be within the ma'isa kedushin? Huh. That's extra ikar and nekuda that we want to know. I like the firoyes. Maybe this will be a little bit of a hadron of all the sugis you guys learned this week. put together a little bit of the sugya, we're coming to the Preda. L'chayra, and what we built, that the Mahalach of Yemadabri Mav Yisrael al Yiske Kedushin, states as a many Rishonim, it's not just an Umdana, it's not just creating an Umdana, it's actually considered as if he spoke Peshas Ma'isa Kedushin. It seems that there's a machlokes in the details of how exactly that's explained. And I think the machlokes stems from the sugis you learned earlier in this week. The Ran and the other Rishonim have a big machlokes in the sugi of Nosan Hu Vamrahi. The machlokes is, what is the pshat, the tzad that Kedushin works? The Gemara, in the second Lashon, Bavur, there's a tzad, that Nosan Hu Vamrahi works. So I already learned. I think this was maybe yesterday's year. The other Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim learn, there's no tzad we could turn Amrahi into his Amira. Shiavada said the Amira. The question is, could we bypass that? Could we look at that as not a breach of Kiyikach Lesikach? She only did a minor part of the Kedushin. That's what Moshe Rishonim learned. The Ran, however, came, Mashita Mechudesh, the Ran said, maybe we could turn her Amir into his Amir. Lemaisa, he gave the Kedushin, and he heard words from her, and he, in the face of what she was saying, he gave the Kedushin. It's as if he is saying words of Kedushin. We could use her words, and he says it's not worse than our Sugil Yemedabar Imo. He compares to our sugya. And the Ran seems pretty convinced that we can consider it as if it's good words. The question is, maybe that still blibes the chesaron of Kisikach, because she facilitated in creating his words. That's the yesterday shir. But the Ran is mavur that you could take the din our sugya of Yemadabri Mo, is not only when the ish speaks, it's not only when the man speaks. Even if the isha speaks, you could consider that as Hoya Medabrimo, it can make, create a Kilu Pirish. It could create as if the Ish said these words, communicated these words that he heard from the Isha. Yeah? The Rajma and the Tezer Rosh Mefurish say not like that. They Mefurish clearly say that the whole din of Hoya Medabrimo, our Sugi that we're talking, that Rabbi Yossi says is good. It's only good, it's only going to be good only if the Ish speaks. If the Ish speaks and then he acts on his words, then Rabbi Yossi will say it's Kilu Pirish. Or if the Isha speaks and the face of the Isha word, the Isha's words, and the backdrop of her words, he gives it, that's not going to be considered a Mela. That's why that was the Machlokes Mshat. That's why in the previous Sugya, all the Rishonim never had a way to translate, to make it, to turn a Nosan Hiv Amrahi into Amahu. It's not considered Amahu. They had to learn the Sugya the way that Ran was able to translate it. In other words, we have a machloikis rishonim, is our sugi of Rabbi Yossi, when he says, oh, yemedabrimo, is it dafka when he's speaking, or even when she's speaking? The Ran holds even when she's speaking, and he didn't speak previously. That still is a fulfillment of the din of Rabbi Yossi. It's considered dire. And the Rajba holds that it's only when he, the Rajba and the Tzitzis Rosh, and the Choro, many of the rishonim will learn like them in the sugi of Nosan Uram, they hold it's dafka when he's speaking. It seems to be that there's machlokes in how to learn the Kilu Pirish. The Rashba and the Tezer Rosh clearly speak, they say this, and it's like the Ramban, they seem to learn that the Pshat is, like we said before, it's a build-up. He, Lashon of the Ramban, Mashlim Diburay, he spoke about what he's going to do, and then all of a sudden he acts on his words. He is Kilu saying, I'm communicating my previous words, those are words, those are the ways I'm speaking, that's the way I'm communicating what I said before. I'm now communicating what I said before. It seemed to be the Ran doesn't require such a strong communication. The Ran seemed to learn much less. The Ran said it much more edel. It's not that he's using his fear-digger words. He's continuing using the words. When you're speaking conversation of Kedushin, it creates a context to the Maisa Kedushin. It's a background, it's a backdrop. Diburim of Kedushin are in the world. They're being around, they're being discussed. When you do a Maisa Kedushin in the backdrop of in Yoni Kedushin, that action itself is understood. That is a shame Kedushin. The Ran didn't learn it's a pshat. He's giving out P.D. Buroi. It's not that I'm taking my previous words and bringing them here. It's all he's saying is a backdrop, a context. Is all it is a context. I see. All right. Meretz Kedushin, though. Imagine if there was maybe a tape that was playing, you know, Kedushin songs, Chasana songs. And a guy goes and he gives the Maisa Mitzaratma, doing such a Maisa in such a backdrop, in such a context, that itself, the Maisa is Mufurish Lashem Kedushin. If that's the Pshan, the Ran says, what's the difference? The Ish speaks or the Isha speaks? It makes a difference who speaks. The Ran holds, it's the point is that there's a backdrop, there's a background of Kedushin. The Isha could also create the background of Kedushin. The Isha has to be. The Rajba and the Rosh held no, the way we're making Ahoyim Medabrim Akilu Pirish is Dafka, he is taking over his previous words. I think it's clear that's a machalik. The Shalas Vos is Dos Tali. What is that Tali? So now we're going back Mamish to the first year. This is Nahadron. Knira, this machalik is, stems in the Yisoid of what the function of the Dibur, what the role of the Dibur is. And I think in the first sugi, first year, we discussed, I mentioned quickly in the beginning of this year, that there's a machlekes, even though in all the Rishonim hold you need Dibur, but there's a slight difference in what the role of the Dibur is. Many Rishonim, there's a Rosh, the Riyaz, the Ramban, and the Rajba, sounds like the Rajba, they hold their two separate components. There's a need for both an Asina and a Dibur of Kedushin. But the Ran we mentioned, even though he says in the Dibur, but the function of the Dibur is not a separate independent force. It's not two separate components. The Iker component of a Ma'is Kedushin is an Asina. But the Asina has to be Mefurish. It has to be marked. It has to be postmarked. That it's the same Kedushin. So he has to speak out in order to make that the Nesina is Kontik. The Nesina is Mefurish, the same Kedushin. But it's not a separate function in the Dibur of the Kedushin. It's not a separate function. We don't need to have two things, an Asina and a communication. We need to have an Asina. He has to communicate to us in order that the Asina should be Mefurish Hashem Kedushin. Mashen gain the Rambam, the Riyaz, the Lashon, the Riyaz is, B'diburu mekadsho ayidei ha-Kedushin, ayidei ha-Kesef. The Dibur is playing, the Dibur is a separate component. Those are the two machlokesim. Kinira, that's the Hezber. This is the three-way Lishitosi over here. That's the Hezber in this machlokes of the Ran. And the Rajbam. Could Ahoyim Medabrim, how does Ahoyim Medabrim work? What is the nature of it? And can it work when there's a lady? The Ran was able to say, it's enough if you do a Ma'isa Kedushin in the context. Why? Because the Taichas over there, Lav Dafka, I brought these words in. I was the one who brought these words in. But if I do an Asina on the backdrop of words of Kedushin, there's a background, a backdrop of words of Kedushin. If I do an Asina on the backdrop of words of Kedushin, that's Ke'ilu, I make it nicker. In my mind, in the Nesina, I didn't separately speak out. I want to do Kedushin, but in the Nesina, it's nicker. A Nesina in the backdrop of words of Kedushin is Mefurish. A Nesina before Rashi is like Kedushin. But the Rashba, once I have a second, I'm going to finish the Cheshman. But the Rashba and the Tosfos Rosh, who hold that the function, the Tosfos Rosh clearly says that you need to have two things in every transaction. You have to have the Maisa and the Dibur. So it's not just the Taish up in the scene. It's not coming Taish up. It's a separate thing. The Rajbah held, it's not enough to say it's given in the context of the Kedushin. I have to hear the communication from him. The Rajbah had to learn the Mahalach is, he spoke and he acted on his words. If the lady just speaks that, and just she creates a context, that's not enough to be considered on the scene of Mufuresh as the Kedushin. What are you asking? That was the Shia yesterday. The Ran learns. It's a very subtle chakira if that it's a violation kisika. Because at the end of the day, she was the one who created for him. So you're right. Today, when I was saying that it's good, it's on the tzad and nosan hivamil, he works. That's all I was saying. But the Ran clearly holds it's considered his amira. But perhaps since she facilitated that, it's considered a chisaron in kisika. She was involved. That's the shita of Ran. That Rav Moshe Mistom spoke out. That the Ran holds. Was? And Echanami. And some said, you're right. Everything I said today that the Ram would hold it helps if she works is only on the tzad that Nosan Yivam he works. If Nosan Yivam he works, it would be a good Amira, but it would be a new problem. It's not a chasarn in Amira, it's a chasarn in Nosan Yivam. If you're right, one word, maybe it's a brocha. The Gemara says in brochas daf yudzayin, the Gemara says, Kavi mifti rabbonon mi bei de rabami. When the rabbonon left, the Beis Medrash Ravami, they gave each other bracha. I just want to give a bracha. They gave each other bracha. A long bracha. I'm not going to say the long bracha at the beginning. They said, Olomcha tira b'chayecha. V'yitikva l'achrisecha. They said, you should see your world in your life. You're about to leave the Beis Medrash, the yeshiva. You should see your world in your life. Rashi learns it's talking about Olam Haza. But the unfortunate bring from the Aruch and the Shita says it's talking about Olam Haba. Olomcha means you should now see Me'in Olam Haba. You should see Olam Haba. And you're going out of the Beis Medrash. And the question is, who's talking about Olam Haba in this world? You should see Olam Haba. Olam Haba is in the other world. Olam Haba is not in this world. So Chor, the Pashup Shad is, the Brisa says, Elu Dvorim, Shadu Moichel Perisein, Boilam Hazeh, V'akaren Kemes L'Olam Haba. There are certain things, certain mitzvahs that a person gets char, that's watched out for him. But he eats the Peris, the certain products that come from the mitzvahs. And the biggest one on that list is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah can I get cool? Talmud Torah is of the things, and besides the tremendous schar there is from Talmud Torah, it creates peiros. A product of the Torah is that it creates for a person a world of Torah, an olam of Torah. It's an olam of clarity. It's an olam of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually me'ein olam haba. He's living in this world, it's a world of choshech, but olam Torah, he creates almost, we call it a bubble, an aquarium of Torah. He lives in that world. This was the bracha of olam chatir chayecha pirush. The olam that you just built in the base medrash, that world that you just see, you should take it when you go out of the base medrash, you should continue, you should hold on to it, you should be able to products, you should be able to reap and eat that. This olam that the olam saw is what I saw everyone I spoke to every time this week. It's not just a feeling of happiness, it's a welt. The smile and the energy and the sipuk that I saw in any of the members here, it was a world, it's a product of the Torah, it's a product, it's a pre, something's existing, there's a welt in the olam of the Torah. It's my personal bracha to every single person here. Shemizaycha, what you built should take you a very long time. Olam chatira b'chayecha.